Three, two.
Welcome back to another episode from the Pleasure Pod. I am Educated Answer, and this is...
JCity513, you know what it is, because that's who I be.
And today, our episode is For Better,
For Better or For Worse. I pick For Better. The heck with that worse. Kick rocks on the worst.
So where you going when it get bad? You leaving?
I'm leaving.
What?
No.
Oh my God.
Nah, we
this can't. This is leave. Already starting off bad.
Shout out to everybody that's chiming in on the Facebook. This is the Pleasure Pod. You can find this on YouTube, Spotify, Anchor, X videos, I don't know, Twitter, whatever you're into.
You might.
You know they got podcasts.
You
on.
Might.
FYI. Don't knock it till you try it. Hey, in this streaming world, every video, every reel.
Yep. And clickbait.
And that's... Come on now.
Clickbait.
I don't care if you listen.
Once you click it, you viewed it.
Come on now. 3 seconds. That's all you
all
need.
All it take.
Cha-ching. Free game. I don't know why people be up here going live for free. But, I don't know what y'all do it for. But, yeah, let's get it. So, yeah, we can go ahead and turn Keisha off. That's my girl. I love Keisha Cole. But, so marriage, this was your topic because you want to get married someday, I'm assuming.
Yes. I think.
You think?
Yeah.
Mm.
Let's go with yeah. No, honestly, I feel like in 2024, marriage is viewed as something totally different now. So it's not what it was back then. But me being a person whose parents are still married, they still live together. A lot of my aunts and uncles are still married, still living together. So that's what I grew up seeing. So... Mm. In my old age, almost pushing whatever I'm pushing.
Somebody said no.
Almost pushing 40. Yeah, I thought I was gonna be married by at least 35. That was the goal.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because that's what I saw growing up. So okay. That's what I thought a relationship is supposed to get to.
There you go.
But like I was saying, in 2024, I feel like it doesn't get to that point. Because us as women and men are doing things in 2024 that wives and husbands do. So there's nothing to look forward to when you get married.
That's real talk.
So that's why it's looked at as pointless in a sense.
Yeah. So what do you think? So what's going to change? So do you want to get married? Yes or no?
I said yeah.
Oh, you still want to get married?
If it don't happen by 40, then just forget it.
If you
but,
don't.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately.
Can you imagine walking down the aisle for the first time at 40, though?
That's crazy.
That was never heard of in the 90s and the 80s. That was never heard of.
It shouldn't take that long.
I'm pretty sure it happened, but that was never heard of back in the day.
It shouldn't take that long. But, like I said, 2024, you already living with somebody who y'all not married. You're cooking and cleaning and... taking care of kids, and y'all are doing everything that husbands and wives do.
Busting them drawers open. Run it, signing that pity on the running kind.
Anyways.
I like signing pity on the running kind. The running kind means it's wet. Like it's always running, like a faucet.
Jesus Christ.
Said if it's running like it's a faucet, she has a problem.
Tragedy.
No.
Anyway.
Do you get randomly wet during the day? Like, oh my God, what is going on? Does that happen?
Yes. No. Any more questions?
Like what? What do you be thinking about?
This has nothing to do with marriage.
We'll get back to marriage.
No, I am not telling you.
Okay.
Anyway.
What? You be thinking about stuff?
No. I be working. No.
You be working and you just get your voice down there? What? You just
it's
a little
natural. Bit. Thank you very much.
Oh, you just a natural juice
ball. Okay. No, not... It ain't doing what it ain't supposed to be doing.
There you
let's
go.
Just
it
go
ain't
with
doing
that.
What it's supposed to
it
be doing.
It ain't doing what it ain't supposed to be doing. Let's go with that. Anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no, for real. Like, if you doing everything that a husband and wife do.
Right.
As a boyfriend and girlfriend, what do you have to look forward to? is why I think a lot of people don't do it. Or they do it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
So you...
What can
I never understood people who got somebody that they genuinely like and love. Mm-hmm. And then for whatever reason, they don't end up together. Mm. And that person goes and marries somebody else. Because they can't be with the other person. Knowing that this ain't the person they want to be with, so why are you marrying them?
I mean...
If you just gonna backtrack to the other person.
Well, like, I need something to do right now.
See, that's for the wrong reason.
For the wrong reason.
Like, what is your reasoning?
This woman that I'm... The new woman that I'm with is pressuring him too much to do it. And so, he's comfortable enough to do it so he can still... have his cake.
But why didn't he do that for the person before her? Or before him?
He didn't view her enough to do that. She ain't get on his nerve enough to do that.
But you still creeping with her. Why you still married?
And it's also about what people require. So if a woman...
That, yep.
Now, 9 times out of 10, me personally, because I can only speak for myself.
Right. And neither one of us has been married. So this is all just... our thoughts. We haven't experienced
this
to know.
My thought is, woman, you can pressure me as much as you want to marry you. I'm stubborn. You think so?
Stubborn.
You think I'm stubborn?
Yeah. I feel like you're stuck in your ways. And
yeah, once I'm set on something, yeah, it got to be my idea.
Yeah.
It has to be my idea. If it's your idea, if I do it, it's only for the sole purpose to make you happy, but I'm going to let you know that I don't like doing it. Every time. If you tell me to give you $20, and I give you $20, but it's not my idea, I'm going to let everybody know I gave you that $20.
Why?
Because it wasn't my idea, but I need you to know that I did it for you. You should feel burdened that you burdened me for the money. So, woman, if you're talking the marriage talk doing all of that, you burden me with your marriageness.
Lord.
And if I do it, it's because...
Okay, but here's a question for you, though. Do you expect somebody who believes in marriage to settle for what you believe in?
Yes.
You expect somebody to feel... You don't feel the same way she do. You know, you like, I am not getting married because this is what I stand for. And she like, I am not playing house with you because this is not what I stand for.
But I feel like...
You expect her to still just do what you want her to do?
I kind of do.
Why?
Because I'm King Dingaling.
Boy.
And I run.
Stop.
I run with
stop.
Wolves.
Stop.
You know what I'm saying?
You're going to end up by yourself for the long run.
You know what I'm saying? I'm with stuck with the big dogs. That's
with that
why.
Mentality.
And she going to stay there, Jack.
And she's not.
Because I treat her.
And look at my face when I tell y'all this. And she's not.
But check big though. I still treat her good. I do all of that.
It doesn't matter.
You ain't a piece of paper ain't gonna change how I feel about you. So why am I wasting my time doing it?
Because
why are we paying for people to come kick it with us?
You don't have to pay for that.
You know.
Because nobody said you had to have a full blown wedding where you inviting people. Nobody said you had to pay for that.
Yeah, if I get married, none of y'all are invited. I just want to go with
y'all
me
be,
and the
y'all
wife.
Can be invited virtually.
We gonna go live. All right, look what we're doing, niggas, and that's it.
No, but on a serious note,
do I expect her? I don't expect her to stay. I would like her to, obviously, but.
But you realize can't expect that for you to feel as strongly as you do about not doing it. She feels just as strongly about doing it, so you can't expect her. She's settling. Just like you feel like you
but
would
she's
be
happy.
Settled. Is she?
Is she not happy? Because if she wasn't, she would have been walked out the door.
Is she? Because this is the thing that I was going to tell you. Because you said, what does the piece of paper change?
What does the piece of paper change? Piece of paper.
I know you hate to hear me say, what if you die tomorrow?
Oh, gosh.
Because you think I always want to kill
you. Sidebar. Every scenario, she kills me off. So.
No, but seriously. Like, that's part of the importance of the paperwork.
Okay.
If something was to happen to you and you're in the hospital.
You want Jay City Photography.
I don't want anything.
But you gonna take
but
it.
But
I
wouldn't have any say-so on what they do for you with. Like, I wouldn't have any consent to do anything.
Yes.
As just your living friend, your special friend, your person, whatever. Without that legal document. Mm-hmm. If you have retirement benefits or Social Security benefits, guess who gets nothing?
You. don't get nothing.
Exactly. So if you really love and genuinely care
and
about
somebody,
you deserve
somebody, without it.
Yeah.
You feel like you just they've been helping you all this time with everything you got going on. You gone, she gets nothing.
Because boy said, not, you gotta put your feet in both shoes.
Do I though?
Exactly.
I don't have to.
You see, I don't have to. So if
but
if
see,
I
know, but I know the woman is more likely to look. I will punch you in throat. Cause she know better.
Now, you expect
you know what you believe,
settle.
But the name stays home. The name stays home, Jack.
You expect me to settle for something that you.
Nah, it's because I'm just so chill. I'm so we so good. Why we got the?
Because we need the legality stuff, or I get nothing.
You want something?
Yes.
I mean, it's probably other ways around that. I could write you in the will. I could do a. You could do a will.
Bruh.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Bruh.
Okay, so what stuff can I have if you croak? Them.
Yeah, take the children, please. You're the only, no, other than my parents, you're probably the only one.
At least with me, you get my Xbox, you got cameras.
My dad already got an Xbox.
You get two Xboxes.
No. You're talking about child's play. We're talking.
Said my Xbox must come with me.
I'm putting it in the
case. All my photography.
At your feet. It's all going.
My skates are going. Don't forget my wheels.
Don't you worry. Your skates is going in first.
Dang, that's horrible.
Take this shit.
That's horrible. Man,
oh,
no.
Lord.
But so what's the...
But no, in all honesty...
I'll get married if nothing changes about my life.
And I don't think anything would change depending on who you marry. That's why I said the two people can't look at what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
That be the problem is that everybody's like, well, I got a friend. And every time I talk to him, he say how much he hate his wife and hate was like, that's because he married her for the wrong reasons. Wrong.
A lot of guys, you hear them talk about their wife, oh, got to go home to the wife. But then they be like, hey, did you see her? Oh, I'm going to Keisha's house tonight.
Because
you know
they got married
saying?
For the wrong reasons.
I be like, bruh.
Your relationship is your relationship.
Y'all ain't happy for real? Like, why y'all faking the phone? Like, why get married?
Why?
If you know you about to cheat on her and she ain't going to agree.
And that's what I said.
If you
that's
know
what I said.
That
you
about
got married
to,
for
on,
the
bruh.
Wrong reasons.
Like,
if you know for a fact you was cheating on her before y'all got married.
And she don't agree with it.
What did you
that's
think
key.
Was going to
she don't agree with it.
Nothing
that's
was,
the problem.
Nothing was going to change when you said I do. You still was going to see Brenda tomorrow after the ceremony. You saw her the day before and you're going to see her the day after.
Bye,
so
bye,
what's
bye,
the
bye.
Point? In those cases, no. People should not get married if that's what they own.
Yeah.
But if you got an open line of communication and y'all both on the same stuff, nothing will change because it's still the same situation. All you did was make it a legal commitment.
Best benefit of marriage.
Best benefit?
I guess you kind of just went through it. You want something after the person croaks.
I mean, that's a great benefit to have.
That's what you want.
Don't get me wrong. But no, just, I mean, call it old fashioned. But like I said, just that... legal commitment, like
you want a legal commitment.
Yes, that's what it's for.
That's gonna make you happy.
That's technically what it's for.
Is marriage truly gonna make you happy? You walk down the aisle today, that's gonna make you happy. How much happier is that gonna make you in your life? You gonna feel like you made it. I made it. Or I
in a sense that I feel. I mean, but once again, if you're looking at somebody else's situation, you'd be like, yeah, she probably was happy that day, but now look at her. But in my own situation, I was happy that day, and I'm going to be happy tomorrow.
Because
if we both are on the same page, nothing's going to change. We still going to be doing the same things we were doing before because we've been doing it for 5 years like a married couple.
Yeah.
So if we're already acting like that, I don't think anything would change. Because I feel like...
marriage going to put you in debt. Yeah, that could.
It depends. Yeah, I don't think either one of us is
if
in
you
this
are
situation.
Broke or if you poor, you do not have a reason to be getting married.
You can be broke and poor because in 2024, the way this stuff set up, we all broke and poor.
Yeah, we
all. But you can't be homeless.
You can't be homeless.
You can't be homeless.
You can't.
Like, if
you
got to
have
here,
a good job, a decent job.
Yes. You got to have some type of income that don't consist of just... door dashing.
If you ain't got money in your bank account after you pay for the wedding you gonna have, you need not to get married.
You don't need to be getting married.
If you got $500, that's not gonna
cut it.
Not gonna cut it.
That's not gonna cut it.
Why are you getting married?
Why?
You poor.
If y'all was broke together,
what y'all gonna do? Marriage?
What does marriage change for you?
That's the goal.
Like,
where I come from, money marries money, Jack.
Shut up.
Oh, shoot.
But no, if y'all both secure financially.
Who got more money between us?
I don't know.
It's close.
I don't know what's in your bank
account. Some seasons, Jack, we be battling. We be like, okay, I got a raise. Girl, I got a raise. I got a raise. I think I got you beat, though, just because of my side hustle.
Possibly.
I think I got you beat, Jack.
Probably.
I ain't always had you beat, though. But look what I did, though. I'm on a whole nother level. Give me some.
Now give me half. No.
But how many weddings we have done and are those people still together?
We don't know.
They don't act like it.
Well, let's get online and find out.
If you're here, you got to win a ticket.
If we record it at your wedding.
Money is not a, nah. Money is definitely a necessity.
It is. Where y'all gonna live? If y'all got a
gonna live, homie?
And y'all got kids.
What we driving?
Right.
Who wants to still live in they same house after so long? I mean, so many years, y'all, technically, y'all grow family. Y'all might have some more kids.
Y'all don't even have a house.
You know, like, you might
want more
space.
We just said, if you're homeless.
If you married, you around each other all the time.
She living with somebody else. You living with somebody else. What are y'all doing getting married?
You need more space eventually. Like, because I want my own.
It don't make sense.
I got to have my own. I got to have my own studio. I got to have a finished, not so finished basement because I want to be able to skate down there on rainy
days. Good luck with that in 2024.
Yeah.
In the way
and
this,
I need
this rent is set up.
I need a man cave.
Good
I need a man cave and my own photography / video podcast studio. That's what I want in my
Good
house.
Luck with that in 2024 because we can't even afford to blink. No. But the way these houses and apartments is set up,
so
you can't afford nothing.
So we get married for what? Does the economy say get married?
The economy say you need a partner. Because how else are you going to survive?
You do. You technically, the way you're living, technically.
Financially,
yes,
in 2024, financially, you need a partner to be able to pay these bills.
Yes.
Because the cost of living is insane. Like, that don't even make no sense.
Random fact. In Ohio, they say as of 2022... They ain't factoring in 2023 yet. They behind because people still getting divorced. 46% of people are married in Ohio, but they says that 15,700 people, or those people, are technically in LGBTQ marriages, but that only makes up 1% of the marriages though. So technically, 46%, that's not a lot. So technically, more people are still not married than are married.
Yeah, because
in Ohio, anyway.
Ohio used to be a state that did common law marriage.
There you go.
But they don't. That's not a thing anymore.
We'll be there.
Cause we'll be almost there. I think it's what 7 years.
Seven. Yeah, we'll be there.
But did you know 50% of marriages end in divorce?
You don't say. I guess the other ones would. I guess the other one would be death.
Yeah. I guess you're a widow at that point.
Speaking of weddings, there was a lady, Brittany and Abby, they're conjoined twins. She got married.
I saw that. I watched them on TV as teenagers.
Yeah.
Growing up.
I did some research.
Jobs
and, two brains.
Yeah. They both are teachers.
They both teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Substitute. Can one call off?
You better not, because the other one's got to go. That's not.
The other one's
still
got to go.
I take that laugh back. That's not
well, Brittany got to call off because she's sick.
But I'll be there. So she going to be sleep with me.
I wonder if one of them catch a cold, they probably both catch a cold. Because
yeah,
they got the same bloodstream.
Yeah, the same organ.
They have the same bloodstream. Yeah. And they said they share the reproductive system. They both can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
They have one reproductive system, so one of them can fit. They both can feel
mm-hmm.
that. But they said they have two stomachs, so both of them get full differently.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them like different stuff. So if one of them, if one of them drink, it's in a bloodstream, so they both feel that.
Right.
And I heard that because one of them's married, so
yeah, she
getting
she
down on
still,
the husband, and the other one listened to her podcast.
That's what I saw. She said she still do to do with her man, and her sister just turns off that sensation or feeling mentally and just watches the podcast or tries to tune it out. Like,
whew.
But what if that sister then wants to get married? What do you
do? Man, the other one, right?
What do you do?
You got to share the load, Jack.
So now it's two men living.
Two men and two.
One and a half
women. Like, what? Dang. What if they both want to get busy with they? It's impossible. Dang.
It's impossible.
Would that be considered an open marriage?
Who, baby? That's a lot.
Now, that's tough.
That's heavy.
Would that be considered an open marriage?
That's heavy.
I think you said that's heavy.
For real, because the sister is good for even allowing that.
Yeah, I mean,
like, but, I know you are in love and you want to get married, but
she probably really viewed themselves as one person, though.
But they're not. They have two different brains.
They have two different brains, but if we stuck together all our lives, we're one person. We're one.
Yeah, but that's your husband, not our husband.
Yeah, because I don't like him.
Okay, so that's not... Then you're not one.
They gotta look at it like they're one.
That's tough.
Who does the wiping?
Stop.
What if somebody eats something?
Stop. Stop. Stop.
Say, we're gonna get canceled.
Stop.
There's so many.
Because
questions.
I definitely
of course.
Was intrigued by their life. I
and
watched
be like,
a
people
lot.
People are being strange, asked a weird question. We
no,
wanna
we're curious.
Know.
Like, we're genuinely curious.
That's a good question.
I watched them on TLC. I remember. When they were younger, they growing grown, up, man. Going through high school, I remember watching them.
They used to come on the Maury Show and all of that.
I get why people ask questions, because
that's so heavy. Speaking of open marriage, will you be okay with an open marriage?
No. I think...
No.
I think that's the one thing that would change about me if I decided to get married.
You have an open, like, boyfriend... But not
I'm more open to that only because now I feel like at this point, if you're single, or if you're not married, you're single.
If you're not married, you're single.
And there's no paper, like I said last time, there's no spot on the paper that says me and such kicking it heavy. Like, it's just not
an option. What we doing?
We kicking it heavy. There's no option for that. You either single, married, widowed, divorced, separated, but there's no option for me and him is just doing us. Like, there's no option for that.
So we're kicking it heavy,
we're kicking it heavy, Your Honor. Like, call it what you want. No. But, so yeah, if you're not married.
Somebody said, yeah, I don't know. Open single. Marriage, maybe because I'm a guy.
I feel like I marriage is taking that leap into the committed part.
Yeah, but I feel like I'd be
in
committed.
In a relationship,
but,
you want them to be committed. But yes, nobody
hoes.
Wants to. The single people, fool.
Man,
you had enough.
Somebody did we go?
When you get to that point of marriage, you had a freaking.
You day. Had enough. God damn. Somebody got F these hoes. Somebody.
Not you, fool. Save it for the
for everybody else.
The 30 and under.
When you get married, you're like, yeah, dog, I did my debt to society,
yes.
Dog.
Yes.
Y'all young bucks gone out there and do it. I done
yes.
Bucked enough.
That,
I'm ready to
yes.
Sit down
yes.
With this woman
yes.
And be bored.
Whoa.
You didn't like where that was going, did you?
You bored?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, but that's
I'm
probably
asking.
How people,
I'm just asking.
Marriage people
you
think.
You bored?
No, I'm fine.
Oh.
Yeah, I go skating.
Just checking.
But you can get bored. Marriage can be boring. That's why you think people cheat.
No, people cheat because they're not happy.
I cheat because I want to get my rocks off.
You can't get your rocks off with your wife?
I want different rocks off.
Then you don't need to get married.
I think you sometimes you want...
No, then that means you need to be single for the rest of your life. Because you don't want to get married if you're trying to get your rocks off.
I mean, you might. Someone. You never know. You never know. What if you come across somebody like, ooh, yeah, I like her. Or she
that's,
likes me.
That's y'all problem. Is that y'all what hold it? Y'all hold now for somebody that don't exist.
That don't exist. Maybe.
That don't exist.
They don't care about
that's,
you.
That don't give a flying F-U-C-K. And you like, yeah, I can't marry you because she out there somewhere.
Yeah.
You sitting right next to her.
Yeah.
But she's still out there. So good luck with that. I hope you find her.
Dang. That's tough.
Because I think I got... I might have... What's this, year 37? I might have another year and a half in me.
If you don't get married in a year and a half, what you gonna do?
No, not that if I don't get married in a year and a half. Nothing's gonna happen.
What?
I'm trying to think of what I'm trying to say. Because I'm confusing you.
Well, hey.
No, I'm not saying nothing's going to happen. If I don't, I'm not getting married after 40. That's the thing. But I'm saying here, in this present day, right now, mm-hmm. if nothing changes in the next, like, year and a half, mm-hmm. I probably won't be doing this anymore. Mm. Because nobody wants to be...
Says who?
I'm speaking for me.
Well, there honey. You go.
I'm speaking for me. You spoke for you.
Yeah.
You still trying to do the Humpty Hump and find out
I mean,
who
I don't
else
know.
You still like.
I don't know.
Right. Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
How do you know?
But that's what I'm saying. You out there waiting for something that probably don't even exist.
Won't ever come.
Won't ever come.
That's right.
And by the time you realize it.
Old and gray.
I'm already gone.
Yeah.
Mm. On to the next person who wanted more than what
speaking
you
want. Speaking of that, okay, check this. Now, some women propose to men.
I'm never doing that. Never.
You want to get married.
I do. But not that bad.
But you never propose to a man.
Not that bad. Because if he didn't,
now they'll tell
he
us,
didn't go out of his way
close
to
mouth,
make that,
don't get
I don't
fed.
Care. This is the way her mouth is being opened. By having this conversation.
Oh, okay.
This is her telling you. These are my expectations.
I expect to get married.
I expect to get married in the next year and a half.
Whew.
Or... you might as well find somebody else who wants to be your special friend.
Maybe they're not mature enough for it, though. Maybe they try to
save
you.
You got a whole another year and a half. That's like 6 years, yo. That's like 6 years.
That's funny.
Nobody's about to wait for 17 years. Like, that's insane. Insane.
Is it though?
Yes. I am never about to be somebody's girlfriend for 17 years.
Imagine that bond, though.
No.
I'd rather
no.
measure 10 times
no.
and cut once.
No.
As opposed to cut 10 times.
No, because if you
ain't measure think, once, or measure 10 times.
If
I,
you
I
really...
messed it up. What the, what's the saying? About. I'd rather measure something 10 times and cut once instead of measure once and cut 10 times. Boom.
No, sir. If you really in tune with somebody and y'all really vibing and y'all really got something good going on,
yeah.
you know within the first year. If you really plan on being with that person, absolutely. Because there are people that's been together 10 years and never reached that point.
Yeah.
They break up, he meets somebody, and in 6 months, they married and doing their thing.
Yeah.
So you know if that's the person that you feel like you want to spend the rest of your life with. It don't take 17 years to figure out if you think that they're going to change or not. That's dumb.
He said, well, I'm doing, he said, I'm going on 16 years. I still ain't nowhere to get married. He said, I'm still ain't nowhere to get married, though.
Right.
They
and
been
then,
going
and
together
and then she's okay with that.
Most women are going to be because what's going to change for you? So you going to throw me away because you want a piece of paper?
No, I'm going to throw you away and be by myself.
It's
because
cold
if
out
you
there,
can't
man.
Be that,
it's
if
cold
you can't
out
be
there.
Committed, then what's the
no,
point?
No, they can be committed. It's just not about the piece of paper. If that's literally,
okay,
if you get everything.
And then once again, I'm
paper.
Killing you off. And in those 16 years, you roll off the side of the road and into the river. Y'all killing y'all. Now 16 years of what? You didn't help this man build so much
yeah.
in these 16 years. And guess what you got out after he so
a
suddenly.
Relationship. You got a relationship.
Stop with me. Stop playing with me.
Oh, so stop okay, Jay Big though. So when you look. And a man, obviously, it seemed like women see. Well, what do you say to the women that say they see, like, the come up? Because don't no woman really want to get married to a guy that don't have no potential.
No, you always want to marry somebody.
They
want
they marry something they see, and most women see.
Off of you.
Most women see a man's greatness before he does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you help him reach that potential,
there
but he
go.
Still can't. You still can't want it more than him.
There you go.
Because if you wanted more than him, he still won't ever reach that potential.
Mm-hmm.
And you're wasting your time.
Wasting your time. Mm-hmm. 16 years. It could be
congratulations.
Congratulations.
To each his own.
I mean,
this podcast
yeah.
is not to shame anybody for what they feel is
yeah.
right. Like, everybody's entitled to their own thoughts and own opinions. And that's all this is our opinion. Like, this isn't law.
But then,
set in stone.
Or you got to think about the traumas that the other person may have
absolutely.
Centered around marriage.
Absolutely.
When you've seen guys, father figures come and go
absolutely.
And go and go and go. And then you see divorce.
And I feel like that has played
and
a role.
And then when you see They don't like each other. They get married. They wasting time. They shooting each other. He done stabbed her. She went to jail. He had a baby on her. She got.